Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2017 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Iveta Grofova, who is presenting her wonderful film, Little Harbour, and thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So, the first question is kind of the obligatory question, is if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story of your movie.
Pjatá loď je příběhem dětského dobrodružstva.
Little Harbour is a film about a child's adventure. Though it is not destined to a child's viewer, it's destined to adults. And it tells about children's survival in a very difficult situation.
Hlavná zápletka filmu je...
So the main plot is the following one. Jarka, a 10-year-old girl, due to the lack of love in her own family, takes in a special circumstances two babies and tries to be a better mother than her mother is to herself.
Now, in order to understand the story and the theme and why you decided to make this movie, I would like to ask you, what's your opinion on this situation that you examine in this movie, which is children and the way in which sometimes children are born in a situation in which they do not receive enough love or care or attention?
Každé dieťa, každý človek sa narodí do veľmi špeciálnej, špecifickej situácie.
Every single baby, every single man is born to a specific situation. And what my film is about is that it doesn't happen only to poor families. It can happen to a normal, perfectly ordinary normal family that the child in it doesn't have enough love. But of course the situation is tough for children, but the children can find their way to improve their situation because they have the potential to do it.
So I was just briefly reading the program. I watched the film last night and I thought it was great. And the program says that describes this film as a poetic film. And I agree. I think there's a lot of poetry in your film. But I was wondering whether you always had in mind the idea of making a film that was poetic.
Ja som urobila film pre dospelých, ale chcela som, aby bol z pohľadu detí.
What I wanted to do was to shoot a film for adults, but seen from a child's perspective, from a child's point of view. So that's why I used the camera in the way I did it. So that the adults can return to their childhood. So that's why the camera is very authentic, and in the end it's even fantastic or fairy tale like.
Do you find childhood particularly a time in someone's life that is particularly cinematic, or at the very least a time in someone's life that interests you as a filmmaker?
Samozrejme, že považujem túto tému za veľmi podstatnú a
Yes, I actually think that this topic is essential. And what fascinates me is that on a very little space, like in one flat or in even one nursery, actions can take place that will define the fate of an individual for his whole life.
So, and also we must not fail to mention the wonderful work by the young actors. And I would like to know more about them, how you found them, how you worked with them, you know, why you cast them.
Toto bolo pre mňa veľmi dôležité, keďže som chcela, aby vlastne ten príbeh bol...
Yes, this was important, as I wanted to tell the story through the eyes of Jarka, the young girl, which is literally in every single shot of the movie. I wanted someone who the viewer can identify with, so I needed a really talented child. I made a lot of castings. I was looking for such a girl, and it's every school, at summer camps, and finally I have found her. She lived next street to me, but I chose her because she could play also very psychological scenes, which is really rare in her age.
What are their names?
Vanessa Samuhelova.
Okay. That's the girl's name and the little boy's name too.
Yeah, Kristian Bačišin. A toho som našla na východe Slovenska v jednom tábore.
And as for the boy, I found him at the eastern part of Slovakia, and it was love at first sight. As he was younger, I needed no casting. Actually, I wanted to work with him with his authentic expressions, so I worked with him as on a documentary.
I see this film, despite the fact that it talks about some difficult things, as having some optimism in it. Am I wrong?
Ja sa veľmi teším, že to tam, že ste to tam odčítali, lebo nie každý vlastne.
Well, I'm glad that you have seen that, because not everyone can see the optimistic part of it, the hope in it. So I'm very glad when the audience gets to understand the complexity of the situation and doesn't see only the tragedy in it, but also the hope.
A ešte jednu vec, že...
And also, of course, it was the point of the view of the child, who is, of course, in a very difficult situation, but she looks at it from her own point of view, and that's something I wanted to underline in the movie.
Thank you very much. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you very much.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.